Next, I'd like to introduce...
Throw your hands in the air if you're a true player.
This is Sheeman and Shepherd.
That boy is good.
Good and terrible.
You shut your mouth.
I think you two dudes are going to become real homies.
Where do we find these guys?
Oh, man, I hate those guys.
Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Hello, hello, greetings everybody on a Thursday in March. We are watching us some basketball here. Put it on the poll. Who's playing worse, the Hoosiers or Tiger Woods, as we watch golf?
We just got caught in a time loop because I guess Kentucky and LSU got eliminated, but Florida's playing Arkansas for the SEC title.
Yeah, there I don't know why I said that. I meant SEC tournament.
Say, what did we miss? How long have we been out?
Oh. See, what it was is when I hear that last little bit of music, I start to wrap it up.
Right, right.
And I tried to wrap it up a little too quickly. I saw championships somewhere else, and I froze.
It can happen. Right. When you're against the clock, it can happen. Craig Sheeman, Pete Shepherd, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. Glad you could be with us here. We're also on Facebook Live. Check us out. Share us with your friends. Like us. Follow us on Twitter. We'll get a couple more questions up on our Twin Peaks Twitter poll at 99.3 ESPN. You can follow me at Twitter at Craig ESPN. You can follow Pete Shepherd at PSHEP326. Again, our phone number is 239-337-ESPN, 239-337-3776. Later on, Rick Haro, our sports business insider, will be on, and nothing says sports like or money in sports like March Madness, the cash cow. But with all that on our plate, the golf and the basketball today, also a reminder, we will be broadcasting tomorrow's show live from the Backyard Beer Garden in Cape Coral. Come join us. It's a blast. We'll see Chris and Gabe and company up there and have some fun. Pete Shepherd, how are you today?
Fantastic, absolutely. And all I've seen the last 5 minutes is Hoosiers sprawled all over the floor, rejections, headbutts. And the thing is, they could be winning this game. They really could. You're down by 12, but, you know, you had your chances. My Friars are losing to Villanova, as I thought they would.
They just hit a three to get back to seven.
Yeah, but that's a tough call. They played well last night for being down 10. And then, tough turnaround. That's a rebuilding year for them. And they're playing the next day at 7 at 12 o'clock. But Villanova beat them pretty good.
Not to belittle us, because I know our listeners, not everybody cares about Indiana like I do. But this is every game we had in our losing streak, this is how we play. Turnovers,
they may not care
scramble.
About Indiana, but they sure as hell care about Ohio State down here. We know that. Lots of Ohio State Buckeyes. Love to hear from you today at 239-337-3776.
Oh, great.
863 texting in from his tractor. This is a first for my broadcast career.
That's a big field.
That's a beautiful looking John Deere.
Wow.
And he's listening on whatever that gizmo is in the front of the tractor, but he's been listening all week on the tractor.
Just on the app on 99.3ESPN.com or the app on 99.3ESPN.
Seinfeld episode.
Where
tractor story.
Yeah, well, Texas back. Where are you? It looks like you're in Ireland. You're living in a big green pasture. Yeah. Maybe he is.
It's a lot of mowing.
That is some serious mowing.
That's Forrest Gump territory there, man.
That's a GPS.
He's got a GPS in his tractor.
But there's no roads where he's at.
I know. You just got to keep all your situations situated, I guess.
Maybe it's a special lawn.
I guess. Huh. All right. Well, we love it. Keep it coming. All right. So yeah, you're watching Providence. I'm watching. We're kind of juggling the TV
watching
here. Chris is in
everything.
Charge. You know, Chris loves golf. The golf. We all love the golf.
We will have every single big shot for you in golf at TPC Sawgrass. Don't worry, that's going on.
Once IU loses,
well, once IU is done, cut it to 11 here.
Now this 11. Is like a playing game.
Oh, it very is. Much. This is not like this is.
Yeah,
this is last. Indiana's got to win this and another. Even for Ohio State, although. Some projections have Ohio State comfortably in right now as a 12 seed. Indiana's first four out. They got to win. Absolutely must win this game.
I might have to put Pete's game on.
Yeah.
You got Providence making free throws.
They're hanging in there. This is really a playing game for them, too. My Friars and your Hoosiers are in a very similar situation. You have a better resume. You have better wins. But But this would be a big one. If they pull this one off and go to 19-14, that would be something. But I still Villanova's going to pull away.
Yeah, Chris, what it's are just, you doing? What are you looking for?
219.
No, we're not changing channels. We got like 10 more minutes to go in this game.
No, I know, but there's three closer. More minutes to go in this one.
And it's a 4-point game.
Oh, I strongly disagree.
I'll keep you abreast.
We need picture in picture or something like
great,
that.
I'll
keep you abreast of the situation.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Romeo Langford. Yeah. Just with an assist, 40-49.
Would have loved to have seen it, Chris. Thank you for changing the channel on me here. Oh, goodness.
You can put it. I don't care, Chris. I have it on my phone right here. So
yeah, he's already watching it.
Yeah, but I do.
Do you have a Skittle?
Or two?
Okay, so you are interested.
By the way, Skittles, Chris and I both won again last night. Dominating.
I mean, when you're hot, right?
Dominating.
Chris, since you've ended the show with the Stone Cold Lock of the Night for everybody, are you now 8-2? Are you 80% right now?
I'm 8-2. I'm on a five-game winning streak. Yeah, we're
you're 8-2. I'm 5-1. We're this killing is it.
Pete keeps globbing out with the 5-1.
No, Pete can glob on only once because we're
you
giving...
were the one that put it yeah, all on the line fine. And made a feature out of
but
it.
But that's fine because you know what we're doing here. We're giving you winners. Is what we're doing.
That's it.
It's people helping people.
It
we're
is.
Making we're making you money at the end
I've
of the show.
I've always done
day.
Features like this. This is it used to be the lock of the day type thing. Whatever. But yeah, I think it's pick one game.
Yeah,
and we'll kill. I mean, really, one of those. And there's, I've said this before in this show and other show. It doesn't matter. There's like 4 or 5 times a year where Vegas really, really screws it up.
Yes,
and they don't get it. And if you got the sack and you got the cash, you just lay it all on the line. And last night, A&M.
That was it.
Laying 2.5 or 3 against one of the worst teams in the country in Vanderbilt.
That was it. That was
and
the play right
just
there.
Just blowing them out, blowing the doors off of them. It's just, it doesn't happen often. I'm stunned that line was last night.
Yeah.
And there was a great call by Chris. And
good job. Good job, Chris. Tractor guy from 863 is in a, did you say he's in a hayfield in Venus, Florida? Where's Venus, Florida?
Venus, Florida. I don't know.
Where's Venus? Somebody look that up.
Does it mean Venice? Might be. By the way, I get the feeling it's Venice.
Oh, okay.
Venus.
And 941. Well, he's on a tractor. He's liable to make a typo.
Yeah,
right?
That's okay.
I mean, that's what I mean.
Exactly.
Oh,
let's see. Not everyone out here likes basketball. It's a testament to how much I like you guys' show that I'm still not checking out completely over the next 2 to 3 weeks. Yeah, we are going to be talking a lot of basketball, but we will try and make it
entertaining. Who doesn't like basketball?
That's okay.
College basketball.
Maybe some people don't like college basketball, but he's still checking in on the show, and I appreciate
it. Let me give you a football nugget, right off the bat.
Yeah.
That involves Le'Veon Bell, and we're still waiting for it. The latest we have is that the Teddy Bridgewater, who's only 26 years old, by the way, the meeting went very well in Miami last night. We don't know what that means. We know the Dolphins. We heard it yesterday. They had $1 or 2 million more on the table. So it's definitely more money on the table for him if he wants to come to Miami. But maybe it went very well. But here's a little nugget for you. Couple of them. Le'Veon Bell. Le'Veon Bell has a $3 million training camp reporting bonus in 2021 and 2022. And you might say, well, so what? Okay, here's the deal.
Yeah.
The guaranteed money on his deal, come to find out, runs out after next season in 2020. So the Jets were looking ahead to make sure no holdouts in the long run, which is a very smart move by the Jets, which you just don't hear me ever say that. But that's a brilliant move by the Jets to make sure they don't get Le'Veon'd again like the Steelers did. Smart move by them. So he shows up in 2021, he gets $3 million. 2022, he gets $3 million. But no guaranteed money, no more after next season.
So he really made a bad decision by not playing football last year.
Well, here's the thing. Warren Sharp, is he with the Athletic? Warren Sharp, one of the analysts, he's got 84,000 followers. So he put Le'Veon Bell's potential earnings through 2020. And he has three scenarios, what could have happened. Door number one would have been $19.5 million last year.
Right.
$33 million this year, and $45 million 2020.
Okay.
Door number two, which is what he did not choose, $14.5 million 2018. Then he would have had this year open a new door,
mm-hmm.
and then it's blank for 2020 because you don't know. What he did choose was door number three, which was no money last year, $14.5 million this year, and $26 million. Ended up being $25 million over total guarantee. Total guarantee for door number one was $33 million. Total guarantee for door number two, which was last year, was $14.5 million. And total for door number three, which is his current deal, is $25 million.
Wow.
Guaranteed.
All right.
By the way, Venus, Florida, it's about 10 miles northwest of Lakeport, which is right on the lake.
Yeah.
Maybe 20 miles northwest of Moorhaven.
All right.
Up by LaBelle, Palmdale. It's up on State Road 27.
All right, so from now on, he's Tractor Guy, but we had other Tractor Guy on a Caterpillar tractor from Fort Myers, also checking with a picture of his rig. So we got a couple of Tractor Guys on our text. So
that would be called a backhoe.
Backhoe?
A backhoe.
What is that?
A backhoe.
It's a backhoe.
Not a backhoe.
Or a loader.
It's a backhoe. Right, it's a backhoe.
It's one of those claws that comes in the back.
Right. I don't know.
It's not a tractor.
Okay, well.
It doesn't tractor.
So I've already typed in his name. I don't know how to correct it.
I know I had a Tonka toy back in the day. I loved backhoes.
That was, okay, what's the kind of tractor that's got like the
bulldozer?
Six Great. Wheels, but it's got like the blade in the middle of it and it smooths
it's called
out
a
there.
Grader.
Yeah. That was my first job that I wanted because I had a grader Tonka tractor.
Yeah,
I was smoothing out dirt in my backyard making roads. And when I was about three, that was the first job I ever wanted.
It's what my wife's family does.
Yeah?
Yep.
Well, boy, I found the right family to start working for here.
Because if the radio thing
doesn't work out.
I'm sure they'd be happy to have a grader operator.
I'll bet a grader operator makes good money.
Big bucks in that business, let me
tell
you.
I'll bet there's some big money
yes,
in grading.
There is.
Absolutely.
There we go, Nova. Let's close this puppy out.
Yeah, let's close this up so we get the Indiana-Ohio State game back on. Nova 71. Boy, you weren't kidding. He changed the channel. There we go. Sorry, Pete.
That's fine. You're down by 10.
Down by 10. Pretty much just how we left things a few minutes ago. Ohio State 53, Indiana 40. You're right. There are a lot of Buckeye fans down here.
Absolutely.
10:53 to go. Every time I look up, there's a scramble on the floor for the ball. This is getting a little chippy.
239 with a message for Craig. It just says O-H.
Another one for Craig. And 239 says, sorry, Craig, love Buckeyes, but Browns to beat the Patriots, Pete's Patriots in the AFC.
Taking a dig at both of us, Pete.
Oh, I love it.
What do you think about that?
I'd be fine. I mean, whatever.
Cleveland Browns derail the Patriots run at a four-peat.
Let's pump the brakes a little
that
bit.
That would be awesome.
Pump the brakes a little bit. But, yes, they will be very competitive, I have no doubt. Our Virginia's blasting NC State now, 57-41. They were down by as many as six in the first half.
Yeah. Stop scoring.
Anyway.
I love these shows. These shows are the best.
Yeah.
They really are.
Gators playing for their tournament lives, too. They need to win this game. If they win, they might be in at 18-14, which just shows you how bad bubble teams are. But they've had their moments this year, but Gators need to win this game. Arkansas can be tough. They're up by four now.
And they've been... surprisingly, Arkansas has been playing pretty decent as of late.
Of course, they played Vanderbilt at the end of the season.
Well, that helps.
That was one of your locks, I think, the last week. It was the last regular season, second to last regular season game they had.
But it's always like, you know.
They're unfavored by three. Couldn't believe it.
I asked my wife this question the other day. I thought it was a fascinating question. Would you rather have $10 million today or go back in time 20 years with all of your knowledge that you currently have?
Ooh.
Basically, do you want the cash up front or...
Do I manipulate stocks?
Can I bet?
And I told my wife, I'm like, oh...
That's Back to the Future too.
I'd go 20 years in the past.
Yeah.
She goes, why? It's 20 million. I'm like, no, but if I know all the sports scores from one day...
Yeah.
I go with $2,000 or whatever it is to Vegas...
Yeah.
Throw a 20-team parlay or whatever they'll let me do... I'm winning my money right there.
Plus, okay, you're throwing the bonus that you're wiser Chris the second time around, or the wiser Craig to the ways of the world. It would be an awesome combination.
You're like Biff and Back to the Future, too. Yeah. You'd have to have the sports almanac, and then pray you don't get investigated. And you don't want to draw too much attention to yourself on a 20-team parlay in 2000, because then someone's going to come and either rob you, kill you, or shake you down.
Now, the other side of that, though, you get the millions up front, and you can start right away. See, if you go back in time, you got to do some work. You got to make the bets. You got to live day to day. You got to do all that. So,
well, I mean, you do. I wouldn't do a 20-team parlay with 2,000 because that is way too obvious. I mean, it's
insider information.
Insane. Or you know what? Why do that? Why not just go for the daily number? Why not wait for $300 million and
right.
do that?
Because Perfect. That would look stupid if Pete Shepard won Powerball every week.
I didn't say every week. I said,
wait. No, you wait for it to get to the $1.5
yeah, okay,
billion.
Sure. Wait sure. to the big jackpot.
But you only win it once.
It's just one of those stupid conversations. You know, my wife got caught up on it. It was like, no, I could make a lot more than $20 million.
If we could put that on the poll, and it's like the other you know, famous big time poll question out there. If you had a superpower, which would you choose, fly or be invisible?
Ooh.
I'm going to amend the invisibility to that you're always going to be at, so you can be out in the freezing cold and not freeze to death.
Right, right.
And the same thing with flying. I'm going to make that amendment because a lot of people always say, well, if you can be invisible, then you'll freeze your butt off in the winter in certain areas. All right, so just say that you automatically.
Why
stupid.
Do you have to freeze if you're invisible? Why not go somewhere warm invisible?
Well, I'm just saying, you know. So would you rather be invisible or would you rather be able to fly? And knowing that your body temperature would always be the same.
I think I'd prefer to fly.
Flying would be cool.
That'd be pretty dope.
If I could just fly home like Superman at the end of the day, at the end of work.
Think about it. Avoid traffic.
Yeah, it wouldn't have to be like when Superman first in Man of Steel, when he first learned to fly. Remember, he flew too high up at first and didn't know how to control his breathing and he fell because of lack of oxygen.
See, 239's getting what I'm coming from here. 239 would go back and start Netflix. Like, that's the kind of thing I'm thinking
but
of. Like,
no, why would you just pick a lot of number and win?
That's
once.
A lot of work. That's a lot of work.
Right, but
wait till the
Netflix
$1
is worth
billion
over
dollar. Wait till
billion
the
dollars right now.
Well, Pete's got you winning the lotto.
Win the lottery. Take 300 mil right there.
Lump
then you can
sum
start.
For the guy who won South Carolina. What was that, $1.5
billion? Something like
back
that.
In the fall?
Yeah.
It was like $800 million.
LeBron hater number two says, yeah, I'm lazy. I don't want to do the work. Just give me the money up front.
By the way,
that's a very logical approach.
Speaking of LeBron, I know we're all over the place already, but you had a fascinating little nugget.
Yeah, I want to get into this in depth with a whole segment later on, but you're right. First of all, this is twofold. The Pelicans are so spurned by the Lakers. They are not hell. There's several sources, Mike Wilbon included. The Pelicans are not going to trade Anthony Davis to the Lakers out of spite, almost, number one. Number two, Jeannie Buss got so frustrated with LeBron and LeBron's agent and Anthony Davis's agent are the same guy that she, in the middle of all the whole argument of trying to make a trade work, said, well, I'm tired of this. We're just going to trade LeBron, too, so they don't have to deal with that agent ever again. And there are some people that think that was pretty believable for just a moment. And listen, Jeannie Buss, at the end of the you can think Magic Johnson all you want. Jeannie Buss makes
the
final say.
Absolutely.
She fired her brother a couple of years ago for crying out loud.
Oh, he had it coming.
Yeah, well, he kind of did. He was kind of worthless. So, yeah. And then there was another follow-up story to that, which we asked here amongst ourselves before the show, who would take LeBron at this point? And there's a story, and I'll share it with you. Several GM types throughout the league, and of course, they're unnamed sources, would not be so quick to pull the trigger and bring LeBron to their team. I mean, his window's over. They don't want the hassle, and he can't single-handedly win games with the four other cadavers on the floor and bring them to the finals. So we'll talk about that at length later on in the show, too. I think it's a worthy conversation.
Oh, absolutely. But again, even if they could trade LeBron, or even if they can trade him, but the Pelicans what are they going to give up? Actually, I'm thinking the other thing. If somebody's going to trade for LeBron again,
they're not lining up to do it.
What are you willing to give up? And if you want to get somebody to the Lakers, what assets do they have?
I know
they don't have a lot. They got three guys or two guys hurt.
I even got to thinking today on my way in, if LeBron was still on the Cavs, and of course, what, 8 straight NBA finals? I mean, would he even, would the Cavs with LeBron this year?
4 seed.
Would they even make it to the finals this year?
No.
I don't think so.
Well, it's tough to say
it
that.
It is
because,
tough to
like,
say.
Like, what moves would Cleveland have gone out and done that they're
Maybe
not
none.
Doing? Because, yeah, I don't know. But if you just take LeBron and put him on this version of the Cavaliers,
right?
No.
And also keep in mind, now you got Kawhi Leonard's with Toronto, they're better.
They're much better.
Milwaukee's better.
Celtics took the Cavs to game seven last year without Hayward and Kyrie.
Right. Heck, the Pacers took the Cavs to
game seven. Yeah, you're right.
Victor Oladipo.
Yeah, the only team that didn't was the Raptors because they had some sort of mental block.
Absolute mental block. All right, so we'll do that. And again, we'll keep our eyes on the TPC at Sawgrass today, the Players' Championship. Looks like a lovely day out
it
there.
It does. And one of the other things, college hoops, LSU coach Will Wade is begging, pleading to return. He says, last week when the university decided to place me on administrative leave, I accepted the decision without complaint as I knew they wanted time to reflect on the flurry of media reports. Yeah. With the benefit of a week to consider the circumstances, I believe university officials should allow me to resume my duties. I don't see that happening.
All right. Breaking news, Tiger Woods hit the fairway on his third attempt.
Did he really?
Yeah.
He got a par in the second hole. He, like you said, he snap hooked it 188 yards.
It's a par five. He should have birdied it, to be honest. He missed a 10-foot birdie putt.
Yeah. All right.
Just real quick while I'm thinking about it, Live from the Players last night on Golf Channel did a whole feature on the most iconic club in golf history. Tiger Woods, Scotty Cameron, Newport 2.0.
Yeah.
The putter that he's used to win like 13 of his majors or whatever the number is, 12 of the majors.
Right.
Great, great piece that they did. Those shows that they do leading up to the four majors and the Players' Championship, the live from, they're spectacular. I mean, they're chock full of good information and stuff, but the features that they do as well are really good.
All right. I agree with you. I've seen some of those. They just make you want to go out and golf. And you have a new golf club to try this weekend as well.
Got a tee time for Sunday.
Right. So we have a tee time for Saturday morning. Yeah. Stream song at 11:30.
Pete and I are playing with the big boys. Big course. All right.
Shatter.
I think we should put a couple questions on the Twin Peak Twitter poll. First of all, would you rather be invisible or fly?
Yeah.
Do you want $10 million now or go back in time? Do we want to put that as a second question? Or do we kind of?
Okay. All right.
So there's our two.
But do the caveat to the fly invisibility that your temperature will stay the same.
Why do you keep saying? I'm confused by
people
that.
People will think if you fly from here to Antarctica that you'll freeze to death because you don't have you're not.
That's
Superman.
Not coming across on my mind.
Well, it's.
I'd be going so fast the cold couldn't touch me.
Wrong. You wouldn't have a chance.
Is that an issue? I mean, I don't see Superman putting on a parka and a ski mask when he flies.
Well, his molecules are different because of the yellow sun. He doesn't have to do that. It's what gives him his power is the sun.
Kryptonium.
It's a ridiculous thought process.
It's not a thought process. Some were ready, wouldn't have any powers. Just what
Avengers 2 number 2 trailer came out today.
Put it on my Facebook page.
What a day.
Oh,
it's amazing with awesome. As much sports going on at the moment as we speak during our show. Don't even wait till tonight. We've bogged down on these two, which I think are worthy conversations.
I think that they're, yeah.
Don't tell me you don't ponder that question, fly or invisible.
Fly or invisible, but I never had a sidebar. Well, maybe I'll be cold. You know, you fly. That's it.
You can't fly to Alaska in December. You'll freeze to death.
I never have once seen a superhero flying and worried about him being cold. Iron Man cold? He's heated inside that.
No, he's got titanium. What are you talking about, Craig?
You don't nerd out properly.
Who else flies?
They all do. Green Lantern has the
Captain Marvel.
Do any of them put a jacket or spring breaker?
No, but they all have powers. They all have powers, so they don't get hurt. They all have molecules.
See, I would assume if I had the powers to fly, I'd also have the powers to not be cold and put on a windbreaker when I fly around the world.
Thor doesn't really fly because his hammer kind of helps him
fly.
Well,
he's dragged along
right,
for the ride.
Right.
But you don't see him putting on a parka.
Gore-Tex. Says, can you control the invisibility or are you always unseen?
No, you can control it. You're like a chameleon.
Yeah, I'll let you control it. Yeah.
Very serious conversation. All right, we will continue this as we are warming up. On the program, more NFL free agency talk. Lots going on here. Sheeman and Shepard at 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Follow the guys on Twitter at PSHEP326 and at Craig ESPN. This is Sheeman and Shepard on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
I can be your hero, baby. I can kiss away the pain.
Sheeman and Shepard, 99.3 ESPN, 99.3 ESPN app, and Facebook Live. I need a hero right now. What's 2-minute warning? Indiana Tell
what
by
a
8.
Comeback.
Yeah, we'll see how we do. We'll keep an eye on some college basketball here as well. The TPC, the Players' Championship. And a reminder, everybody, you're all invited tomorrow. Come on down to the Backyard Beer Garden in Cape Coral. It's right across the bridges, about, what, a mile down the road there.
Yeah.
I tell you what, it's a lot of fun, and we're there about once a month.
I'm really excited.
And you're coming with us.
I didn't get to go out last time. I was up at Disney for the kid's birthday.
Yeah.
But this is... I'm going to eat a cheesesteak on air.
There you go. Oh, you should. They're very good. I will tell you this. When Pete and I go on the road, Chris, you come with us about a third of the time, maybe. Maybe less. I don't know.
It's like a good batting average.
But when you, yeah, it is. It is. But when you don't come with us, inevitably, a handful of people always come up to us, hey, where's Chris?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I mean, we're bringing you along.
It's like one of those things like... an anticipated movie, right?
Yeah.
You don't just put out trailers every week.
Unless you're Avengers.
You slowly leak them.
Oh, okay, yeah.
It's like, man, like, I don't want to just... You know, you guys get all the attention.
That's right. We got to give you some once in a while. Like, for example, speaking of Avengers, their new trailer, Vision's not in it. So he's good, gone, good riddance, dead.
Craig Sheeman of the Avengers.
He can't come back.
He can't come back? Don't they have to rip that stone off of his head?
First of all, show him some respect.
Why? There's
an Infinity Stone, and he basically saved at least half the planet.
Yeah, right. He didn't.
They could have nipped that thing in the bud in the first 5 minutes of the movie if he had not been injured, and then then the whole 2-hour movie.
He did save the planet, and if Thanos did not have the Doctor Strange power to revert, go back in time.
The Time Stone.
The Time Stone, then he would have saved everybody. It's really not fair that he had that.
It's Thanos not. I mean, the Avengers won that fair and square.
They did.
And Thanos cheated.
Well, in the trailer?
They could have cut his hand off. They could have cut his hand off, and what's his name blew it.
Well, Thor should have gone for the head.
Thor
should have
went for the head.
As Thanos said.
Yep. Should have went for the head.
Josh Brolin does a great job there.
Obviously, the producers did their research, market research with the audience, and everybody found Vision to be a waste of time, so they're cutting him out of the script after two movies. Done.
No, absolutely not.
You think he's going to be in this
next
one?
I don't know. No, but you can do anything you want.
Yes, you can, except bring back Vision. He's dead. He's gone. Can't bring him back.
He is.
All right, big possession under review. They called it out of bounds on Ohio State. They're up. They called it Indiana basketball. This is going to be overturned. This should not be Indiana basketball. This is going to be Ohio State basketball, and they've overturned a call 2 minutes to go. Did no time run off the clock? All right, we're at 2 minutes to go. Ohio State 68, Indiana 60. Typical.
Congratulations. How about Colgate, Red Raiders? First time in a long time they get into the tournament. When the Patriot League beat Bucknell.
Why is Colgate the Red Raiders?
I don't know. They're in upstate New York. They're in Hamilton, New York, I think. That's where they are. You know who went there? Red Sox broadcaster, and he's still there. Joe Castiglione.
Really?
Yes.
I mean, they make good toothpaste, right? Red Raiders just seems like a bad name. Buckeyes with a basket up.
There's a couple teams that are Red Raiders in the country.
Texas Tech.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
So why are they the Red Raiders?
Well,
I don't know what happened in Hamilton, New York back then, so they adopted that name. I don't know. But I do know the first time they were in the tournament since 1996, only second time overall.
Hoosiers with a bucket and one. Going to try and cut to seven here.
It's so pathetic.
It is. I'm sorry. This is the last time we'll see the Hoosiers.
Game.
It is a play-in. No, this is the for the first seed in the NIT. he missed the free throw. Yeah, this has got NIT written all over it, which I'm gonna protest and not watch. It's ridiculous.
Yes, you will.
Archie Miller, what a colossal way. And by the way, Romeo Langford, 5-star my rear end, 3-star at best. And if you think you're gonna be a top 5 pick in the NBA with your 26% shooting percentage, forget that. You're not making it.
It's all based on potential, Craig.
Patriots are going after Golden Tate. Apparently, he's narrowed his choices to the Patriots or the Steelers.
System guy.
Let's review. Golden Tate, the Lions.
Forward Lion.
Decides to go to the Eagles, defending Super Bowl champions. Whoa. Leaves them. Wants to go to the defending Super Bowl champion Patriots. I mean, sure. Why not? Golden Tate's living large.
Kyle Van Noy connection. Detroit connection.
If you push on a parlay, does that ruin the whole parlay?
Yes, it does.
Got to get it all.
Got to get it all. Push does not.
And just like that, Chris's day is done.
No, they're not.
Hypothetically speaking, of course.
The total in the NC State-Virginia game was 132, and they scored 132.
Oh.
Stupid three-pointer with 8 seconds left by NC State.
Really? Is that how it ended?
Yeah. Yeah, that's how it ended. A three-pointer with 8 seconds left in a game that was 20 points.
That's not good.
It's ridiculous is what
Vegas
it is.
Vegas knows what it's doing, Chris. When are you going to learn? Although, you know, you're still impressive at the end of the show.
When are you going to learn?
I just told you to take Virginia.
Yeah.
Don't mess with point totals in the tournament. It's too many stupid things that happen.
Yeah, like a three-pointer with 8 seconds left. Like
that.
Oh, sorry, my bad.
What are you doing? We just cut it to 7, and you're changing the channel on me in here? Oh.
I'm fed up with college hoops right now.
We just cut it to 5, and you changed the channel? Jump ball! Jump ball! 104 to go!
Who's got the possession?
Who's got the arrow?
Excuse me. Unless you have express written consent of the Big Ten Network. You may not do play-by-play live.
No, we're not doing play-by-play.
I was doing it on the replay.
I was asking who has the arrow.
Chris, we were down by 20 a minute ago. We cut it to 5 and get the turnover, and Chris is changing the channel. I mean, I haven't seen so irresponsible.
Really is. Bad TV etiquette.
It's horrible TV etiquette.
This would be, they were down by 20.
No, they just took that off.
Oh. Romeo Langford cutting it to 3 points with 56 seconds to go. Again, down by 20 about a half hour ago.
Oh, my gosh. How did they make this comeback?
This is what we do.
This is, I mean, the emotional roller coaster that Craig has been on in the second half of this game is, it's like what I do with the Miami Dolphins quarterback. You're up, you're down, you're excited, you're just ready to get the season over with.
Yeah. Pretty much. I'm already making plans to boycott the NIT live on the air.
And Romeo Langford.
We cut
it to 3. Guy's not a top pick in the NBA
He's
draft.
He's not.
He's reeled off 4 points in 10 seconds.
I could have hit that shot.
All I know is, a lot of times I punch up CBS Sports Line for tickets. It has a bunch of games. I can do it once, and they're down. They're not even close to being updated.
239 says, "Hey guys, we're still out here. LOL. Does he feel like he's being ignored as a listener because we're watching the game that's on the air?
We're doing this for the listener.
We're doing this. We're doing our job. This is our public service.
It's what we do.
Hey, Chris, the parlay is still paid if you have a four.
Yeah.
Oh, you had a parlay.
Yes.
Oh, that's if it's push. Yes.
Yeah. So they just took off.
I'm thinking teasers. That teasers won't pay on a push.
Right. This is not a teaser.
Okay.
This was
you got it. Then you're okay.
All right. Yeah. It updated.
Are we all straightened out? All right. Anything else on your mind, boys?
I really think that those two Twitter polls that are up at 99.3 ESPN Radio are some good questions.
Yes.
The first one, which superpower would you rather have? And with the caveat that temperature will not affect you in cold elements.
We don't need that caveat, but go ahead.
Yes, you do need that caveat.
Anywho, 58%.
Put that on the poll. Is that a stupid caveat or not?
58% say invisibility.
If you didn't have that caveat, as you are, if you tried to fly straight up, and go
fast,
you'd die. You'd run out of oxygen and die.
Superman did not run out of oxygen when he
Superman
flew out to the universe.
He's not from this planet. He gets his powers from the yellow sun. How many times are I going
to
tell you that?
And he was able to turn the rotation of the Earth around and make it go backwards and go back in time.
Why do you think Superman is normal like he's from here?
Because he's Superman. He is a man.
He's not a man.
He's not from here. He's from Krypton. The reason why he has the powers is for the yellow sun. There's a red sun on Krypton.
Your basis of superhero knowledge is all over the place, Craig.
It's ridiculous.
Your hot take on Vision, which is so wrong, it's not even... It is funny.
No, it's factual.
It's not.
It's completely factual. By the way, the Buckeyes hit a bucket. They're up by 5, Indiana, with the ball 29 seconds
ago. Just relax.
Almost turned it
over. Keep bad-mouthing him.
Yeah, there's a text that said every time Craig bad-mouths Romeo, he does well.
Foul and one
and
bucket.
Oh, it's a charge. Is it a charge or is it
no? He was in the restricted area.
Good. 18 seconds.
The only superhero powerful enough to take on Superman,
Captain Marvel,
Batman.
Ben Affleck.
Sorry,
in the DC world, it's Shazam. Captain Marvel. He's the only one.
Except they turned him into a comic clown.
What about Wonder Woman?
They did, and I'm really pissed that they did that.
We did not get the basket. It was a charge on Indiana. It is Buckeye Time basketball up 5 with 18 seconds to go. So this is
a bad call.
This thing's over.
Bad call.
All right. Have we got our superhero nonsense straight now?
Sorry. No. And then the other poll question. Would you rather have $20 million today or go back in time 20 years with all the knowledge you have today? 74% say have $20 million now.
See, nobody wants to go back in time and do the work.
Forget the work. You don't need to work.
There's no work.
You just need to get the daily number of when the jackpot's at $500 million win at one time.
Yeah.
And then don't be stupid about it.
That's all you do. Either that or, like, you know, maybe call up a young Mark Zuckerberg and say, hey, I want in on this. Here's a couple thousand just to get you up and running. Yeah. Buy a few more servers if you need to.
You know what?
You're basically Eduardo.
I think you don't want to be manipulating stocks. That's how you can blow up the planet. When you go and you just mess with the space-time continuum and do that stuff.
No, I don't think so.
Getting a whole sum of money from a lottery is one thing. But manipulating stocks and all that stuff can lead to some bad situations. That's why you don't ever want to do that.
Yeah. Yeah, you got to keep it balanced. Can't go crazy.
Yeah.
Buckeyes with a breakaway basket up 76-69, 15 seconds ago. Indiana jacking up a three. We're still in it. Devontae Green from like 25 feet.
Down 4. Wonder Woman cannot take on Superman. No.
Why not?
No.
Because a man can't hit a woman, so what's he going to do, fight back? That's why I have a problem with the female superheroes.
No, see Captain Marvel. You won't have a problem with the female superhero.
One of the first scenes in Avengers is watch Black Widow get socked right in the face while she's tied up on the chair by the Russian terrorist.
That's right.
And then she kicked his butt all over the place after that.
Uh-huh.
All right. We're late. We got Sound Street next.
I'll watch
the last 13 seconds of IU's defeat in private.
Got to figure out a way to speed these things up.
Well, how about no timeouts? how about running clock?
By the way, you see the baseball news?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Oh, we got to get into that.
We got to get into that. I love all the changes.
And some of that can be applied to the NBA as well for different things, which we'll get into.
Yep.
All right.
The peaches turned into Doc Brown. Yes. I did. From back to the... He's right. I want to be fading away on some picture because Craig manipulated stocks. Yeah. Or Chris did.
There you go.
End existence.
All right. Sound Street coming up next. Then some more serious sports talk. Sheeman and Shepard on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Taking a cruise through all the sound.
But they're not going to rook us.
Don't you ever talk about me.
Who was talking about you?
Come after me. I'm a man. I'm 40.
I can say anything I want. That's the beauty of this country.
I'm not laughing about it. You think this is funny? I take this serious.
It's time for
Sound Street on Sheeman and Shepard.
Sound Street brought to you by Optimal Male Performance Center in Naples, helping men stay in the game and live healthy, happy lives online at OptimalMale.net. Buckeye 79, Hoosier 75. All right, Oakland, John Gruden confident that the Raiders are headed in the right direction.
As I said all along, I don't think you can rush this. You got to do what you deem is right. Players don't become available all the time. You can't make all the necessary improvements. It takes a little bit of time, but we're confident that we're headed in the right direction.
Also said Antonio Brown is a grinder. Didn't go to a D1 school, although I think he did.
I get excited because of where this man comes from. I think the sixth round. It wasn't a Division I. He did it the hard way.
Yes, he was.
And he's done everything in his power to be the best he can possibly be on and off the field. His body of work is not only impressive, it's fun to watch. He's electrifying after the catch. He's a great competitor. He wins the 50-50 ball. He's outstanding in short areas.
Is he doing color for Monday Night Football, or is he at a press conference for
Central
Antonio Brown?
Central Michigan is a D1 school, John. What the hell are you talking about?
Are we sure about that?
It's not Power 5.
Huh?
It's not Power 5.
No, it's a D1. It's in the greatest conference of all time, the MAC.
The MAC.
Were they D1
yes.
when Antonio Brown was there 7 years
D1
ago?
D1 forever,
yes.
basically.
Okay,
yes.
I'm just,
the Chippewas.
Just checking.
The Chippewas.
I know they're the Chippewas.
You know who came out of there?
Antonio Brown.
Dan Marley. Back in the day.
Thunder Dan Marley.
That's where he went.
Are he a basketball player?
Yeah,
yes.
The Phoenix
very
Suns.
Good.
Very bronze and tanned player.
That's right. Yeah, he played with Chuck, didn't he?
Yeah, he could hit the three.
great uniforms back then. 90s Phoenix Suns uniforms. Awesome uniforms.
Fact. Antonio Brown said John Gruden was the biggest reason he wanted to come to the Raiders.
Mr. Gruden played everything in my decision to come here. Obviously, he's an offensive guru. You get excited just talking with him. He got so much knowledge of the game. He's coached some of the greatest players ever, so he knows what it takes. You know, he's done been around the game from in the game, outside the game, and his knowledge is so amazing. He did his homework on me. He done seen every play I played in, every interception. He got the details. He's a highly professional guy. Always make sure you highly prepared. He cover every variables when he study players.
Is he looking? Did he say that he looked at interceptions? See if they were. Yeah. I heard that yesterday too.
You know, I think because maybe he ran the wrong route or didn't defend the ball. You know, that's the way I took that. You know, looking
lazy?
At interceptions.
Okay.
I'd have to go back and look. He doesn't strike me when he's playing as being lazy or taking plays off. But
there is a fire. ArchieMiller.com. Interesting. Okay, Kyler Murray.
You started it.
Kyler Murray decided it was best for him at Oklahoma Pro Day yesterday to not run the 40.
You know, I think that I'm pretty confident in my abilities as far as running. You know, I think people, you know, the film kind of speaks for itself. I would love to get out there and run, but you know, it's not as necessary as I don't think it's that necessary for me. So. No, yeah, that's just the decision that we came up with.
All right. Is he number one? Is he number 13? Is he somewhere in between? I don't know. Yesterday, a little NBA, we still haven't scratched the surface on the Rockets hosted the Warriors without KD, by the way.
Great game last night.
It was a good game. The Rockets a little upset they did not come out with the win.
They didn't deserve it.
Draymond Green says it's nonsense that the Rockets think they are superior to the Warriors.
Somebody send it to me. It is what it is. I guess they should be confident. If they're not confident, who's going to be confident for them? So they should be confident.
Does that juice you guys up at all more than?
Oh, no. Usually? For what? We don't need to be juiced up for them talking. We beat them. So we don't need to get juiced that they say we're not on that level. That just that's dumb. It doesn't make sense. And I'm not sure stupidity juices anyone. It's like, oh, that's dumb. So, no.
All right.
I tell you, no one's beating them. No one's beating them. No KD last night. Cousins was fantastic. Maybe the best game I've seen him play as a Warrior yet. They're too powerful. They toyed. I felt like they toyed with the Rockets. Yeah, the Rockets came back. They were down like 17. Rockets came back early in the second half, took the lead. But that game felt like Golden State was just messing around with them. There's no one going to beat them.
All right,
no way.
Coming up, more NBA talk. Did the Lakers actually come close to trading LeBron James? We'll get into that.
And is John Elway losing his mind?
Yes. Yes, he is. We'll have some football talk. Sheeman and Shepard, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.